Today we're going to talk about wearing a kittel on the night of the Seder. We discussed a while ago wearing. I remember I spoke about kittel. I spoke about wearing kittel on Yom Kippur. So now we're going to discuss wearing a kittel on the night of the Seder. The Taz in Siman Tafayin Beis Sifkat and Gimel mentions this minhag to wear a kittel on the night of the Seder, and he says that the reason is because it's derech chayrus. It's the way of a free man to wear a kittel, and the whole night we're supposed to be viewing ourselves as bnei chor, and that's why we lean at the Seder. So it's derech chayrus. Additionally, the Gemara in Tainis Daf Chavavim Beis, based on the Mishnah that lo yom tovim Israel, the Gemara says that the Mishnah says that there were no such great Yom Tovim for Klal Yisrael like Tu B'Av is one of the ones that is mentioned, and the Mishnah says that on Tu B'Av the Benos Yisrael were Yotzos Big Day Lavan, they would go out wearing Big Day Lavan. So apparently there's a certain element of celebration in wearing a white garment and wearing Big Day Lavan. So in addition to Derech Cheres, it's also Derech Simcha and Derech celebration. The other reason the Taz mentions over there though is that it's also Big Day Mason, that it's that the kittel is what a person is buried in, and when you're drinking four cups of wine and you're so drunk in your cheirus, in your freedom and in your enjoyment of the evening, a person might be tazuach daito alav, he might start to get arrogant and start to forget the Ribbono Shalom and his own immortality, so his own mortality rather, and he might, right, there you go, he might start to think that he's immortal in some way. So we remind ourselves of the Yom HaMisa. Well, that's the issue. Why don't we do it by other Yom Tovim as well? So probably this is a function of the Heseba, the fact that, and the Dalet Kosos, that we're acting in a super free way. We're acting in a way we're acting like kings, so it's much more likely that we're going to forget our own mortality, and therefore it's appropriate for a person to wear a kittel to remind himself of the Yom HaMisa. They say the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, used to say when he would take off the kittel at the end of the Seder, he would say that it's important to remember that a time will come when we won't be able to take our kittels off, when the kittel stays on. That's, of course, the Yom HaMisa. That's a kiyum of remembering the Yom HaMisa. So those are the two primary reasons given. There are a lot of other reasons given also, maybe we'll discuss at the end, but the two primary reasons for wearing the kittel are the Derech Cheirus and, almost on the flip side, to remember the Yom HaMisa. There are those that have a minhag not to wear a kittel on the Leil HaSeder. I think many Sfardim do not wear a kittel. Many sects of Hasidim do not wear a kittel on the Leil HaSeder, and the Haggadah's Beis Levi, it says that the Briska Rav, when he was in Brisk, used to wear a kittel, but when he moved to Eretz Yisrael, stopped, that he didn't wear a kittel anymore on the Leil HaSeder. Now the Haggadah's Imrei Chamudos in the Shaila Tshuva section, Siman Vav, quoted by the Seder HaAruch, says that everybody who would wear a kittel on Yom Noraim would wear a kittel at the Seder. So this is not just for the person who's leading the Seder. Even though there may be five families together, and only one person is leading the Seder, everyone who would wear a kittel normally on Yom Kippur would wear a kittel on the night of the Seder as well. In Vayagid Moshe, Simen Yud Beis, Oz Beis, however, he says that if it's only for Simcha, maybe the great Simcha is really only for the person who's running the Seder, maybe only he should wear the kittel. Minig is, I think, that every married person, every married man wears a kittel. There's major discussion, though, about two particular people and whether they should wear a kittel or not. Number one, an Avel, and number two, again on the flip side, a Chasen B'Shana Rishona. So first, when it comes to an Avel, if the reason is Big Day Mesim, so there's room to argue both ways. There's room to argue that an Avel doesn't need the reminder Shalot Tzuach Daito Olav. He's an Avel. His whole year is a reminder of that, and therefore he doesn't. The reminder is unnecessary. You could also argue that no, Adarab, there's an enhanced inyan of Shalot Tzuach Daito Olav. He has to remain an Avel. He has to stay in his Avelus. So it's even more important that he wear a kittel. The Mishra Berurah quotes in the name of the Chayei Adam that really the minhag is the Avel doesn't wear, but if he does, Ein Mochen Bo, then we're not gonna, we don't get on his case about it. It's perfectly fine. I saw in Shmuel Kamenetsky Sefer, they write there that if it depends, that if the Avel's with other people, he's having a Seder with a bunch of other people, then he dafka should wear the kittel, because otherwise it's going to be considered Avelus Befarhesia, and you're not allowed to do any practices of Avelus Befarhesia on Yontif. But he's having a Seder by himself for whatever reason, then it would not be considered Avelus Befarhesia, and then he should not wear a kittel. He could look different than everybody else. The Mishnah Berurah is actually a bit of a steer. I think we mentioned this when we discussed wearing kittel on Yom Kippur, because in Hilchos Pesach he says that an Avel should not wear the kittel. He comes to such a maskana not to wear the kittel, just say Mochen Biyado if he does, but that he shouldn't wear a kittel. In Hilchos Yom HaKippurim in Siman Tav Reish Yud Sifkat and Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says that an Avel should wear a kittel, especially since Pesach Pesach, so, and you would think the opposite. You would think, if anything, Pesach, there's a greater concern of Shalot Tezuach Taito. But in fact, the Taz says that, and in fact, the Taz says that the Yovel should wear on Pesach, but Yom Kippur says that Im Lovish Lo Hifsid. So the Taz seems to get it right. The Mishabura seems to be a stira in the opposite direction. So that's a little bit strange that there is such a psak, such a stira and psak in the Mishabura. What about Chasun and Shona Rishona? So the Tami Amin Hagim says that he's supposed to be happy, and therefore there's no concern Shalot Tezuach Daito Alav. We want him to be happy, we want him to enjoy it, and therefore he shouldn't wear a kittel, because the kittel is going to be a reminder of Yom HaMisa. Shana Rishona, he shouldn't be reminded of Yom HaMisa. The Shulchan Ezer Shimon Yerbeis says that if the wife is mochel on that extra level of happiness, then it's okay, then he can wear the kittel. Maram Shik in Archaim Simon Chavches says that Ein Ligarbo, if he wears a kittel, you shouldn't get upset at him. And in fact, in the Sefer Divrei Chum, they quote from Rav Yashiv Shlita, and I saw they quote from Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita the same thing, that if he doesn't have a minhag, if there's no minhag in his family about what to do during Shana Rishona, then a chassan during Shana Rishona should wear the kittel. If there's a family minhag, follow the family minhag. But otherwise, a chassan during Shana Rishona should wear the kittel. The arguments against it are not strong enough. If you're wearing kittel, you need to go to the bathroom in the middle of the Seder, are you allowed to go to the bathroom? So the Taz in Simon Chafalf discusses wearing a talis in Sifkat and Gimel, wearing a talis. If you're allowed to go to the bathroom wearing a talis, talis is just a beggar that happens to have four corners, so you put tzitzis on it. But it's not just that, because it's a beggar that's miyuchad for tefillah. And a kittel also, just 2 more minutes? A beged is also a kittel. A kittel is also a beged that's miyuchad for tefillah. So the Taz says that you shouldn't go to the bathroom in it because it's a beged shel tefillah. But the Taz writes that if you only need to urinate, that would be okay. It's only to make it's only to go to the bathroom for gedolim, but not for katanim. The Aruch HaShulchan says even for katanim you shouldn't wear a talis to go to the bathroom. And Rosh Shmuel says that he's noig lahachmir even for a kittel not to go to the bathroom even to make katanim. Now a couple of minhagim that are associated. There is a minhag that some people have not to wash a kittel after the seder and to keep it with the matzah crumbs on it for Yom Kippur. This minhag is based on the Zohar in Parshas Tetzave that says that b'zchus matzah we're going to be saved in Yom Noraim. It's the z'chus of achilas matzah, so we want to keep the crumbs to remind ourselves. I don't know, it could probably cause a serious bug problem in your closet, but there is such a minhag. There's also a minhag some people have to put an atara on their kittel like they do on their talis, like a silver atar. I've never seen this, but apparently it's such a chassidish minhag. The Mat Ephraim Tafresh Yud Osir Alv says that it's a derech kavod, but he says just be careful not to put a gold atar, only silver, because in kategor nasa senegar, you don't want to wear gold. There's Rabbi Kiva Eger in Tafresh Yud in Hilchos Yom Kippurim that says that in kategor nasa senegar won't apply to women and won't apply to Leviim in terms of wearing gold, because gold is a reminder of the Egel Azav. Women didn't do the Egel Azav, Leviim didn't do the Egel Azav, so they could wear gold on Yom Kippur. So maybe they could, Leviim, a Levi or a Kohen, could wear a gold tara. Problem is that the Kasher Mekiveger, Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, doesn't wear the big days of, because Ein Kategel Nasneger, he's from Shevet Levi, and he doesn't wear, but maybe that's because he's representing Klal Yisrael, or maybe that's because he is the descendant of Aaron HaKohen, and Aaron definitely had a role in the Egel Azav. So maybe that's a little bit different. I've never seen that minhag. There are other reasons also offered to why we wear a kittel on the night of the Seder. The Netziv has a very famous explanation at the beginning of his Haggadah, where he says that it's a special beged for eating the Korban Pesach. We used to put on a special royal beged. So it's not no relation to Yom Kippur or anything else, just a royal beged. It's something special that we wear as a remembrance of how we used to eat the Korban Pesach. Others suggest that maybe there's no chashash chametz on your begadim when you have regular clothing, so you eat chametz in your regular clothing. But this, you only wore in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you didn't eat any chametz. So mistava, no chashash chametz. I don't know. That's a little bit of a difficult. There are other reasons that Achronim offer as a stretch, but the major reasons are the ones that are recorded on the page in Shulchan Aruch and the Taz, like we said before, Derech Cherus and Shalot Tezuach Daito Alav. Okay.